We have an interesting series of parshas here. Achrimot Shnei Bnei Aaron. Very, very strange. In Shmini, we read about Nisus Bnei Aaron. Then, all of a sudden, we go off onto Gods of Kashas, those have the Heva Shetuchelu. Each of the Fatiha, the Lord of Zohar, Odom Tiebi, so we go, Gods of Kashas, Tumah V'Tahara of Gods of Ramosu. Then we go, which he says, we have Lord of Zohar, Lochus of Taras Mishpoche, Lords of Matsoro, in the end, Taras Mishpoche. We're far away from Mises Bnei Aaron. Then all of a sudden, Achri Moshe, that's 2.5 parshas. Medrash is bothered by that. To understand that, we have to understand what it is, why it is. What was the chet of Bnei Aaron? One, Manoma, Chazal says, chet, Pozik says, they brought Nej Zorah Shalot Sifo. They brought a korban and they had not been commanded. Another says they never got married. Another said they went in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim Shushu Ayayi, they were drunk. Others says they were more halacha lefnei rabba. What's the understanding of Bnei Aaron? After Bnei Aaron died, Moshe tells Aaron a very interesting thing. Rovai HaKadosh V'apnekol Om Et Yikaved V'yidon Aaron. So Rashi says Moshe Rabbeinu said, Echem Diber. No, I think Shom of the Israel. Nick Dash Bikvodi. Tipia Bikvodi on the Chubodi. Omele Moshe Yar. Moshe told Aaron. Aaron, okay. No deo Yisi. I knew Shom. She is Kadesh Habayis from Yudov. In Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, we nikdash, we sanctify by those who are close. We used to suffer, I thought, Obi, Oboch. Ach shoch lo ani shem gudolu mimenu mimcha. They were bigger. Shnei dole hador. What was the mistake? What was the mistake? The answer is, Ziv gives a beautiful husband. Torah says, lo sosifu, lo sigrom. Don't add and don't subtract. Don't add, I understand. You have 4 totofas in tefillin, don't put 5 totofas in tefillin. Torah says, sleep in sukkah 7 days, not 8 days. I understand. Ramban and Rambam says, don't add extra mitzvahs. Understand. But there's no secret. Don't take away. If I have 4 totofos and I add a 5th, then I have the 4 totofos. But if I have 3 totofos, I don't have tefillin. If instead of sleeping 7 days, I sleep 6 days, I'm a vato of mitzvah sukkah mitzvah. And if I'm not allowed to add a mitzvah, I'm not allowed to take away a mitzvah. Not allowed to take away a mitzvah. So it says that. Okay. Besides, I like 613 mitzvahs are great. We're going to have 612. Take away kashas. Wonderful. Because Baruch Tzid gave it Tzivah and kashas. How do you take away kashas? Why is that no sin? Torah said kashas. Take away shanas. Torah said shanas. How do you take away shanas? So what is no sin talking? So Tziv says, every mitzvah is echetum to serve a Kodesh Baruch. All the Klal Yisrael, we have the exact same 613 mitzvahs. The exact same Shulchan Aruch. There's nothing more and there's nothing less. But let's say someone will say, you know, this mitzvah is standing in the way of my really serving a Kodesh Baruch. And he's not totally Shem Shemayim. And it's really, it's a block for you. Too bad. Don't take it away. No matter what your motivation. Bnei Aaron made a mistake. You have the entire avodah of the Chanukah submission. And the Kohanim have to do this, and the Levim have to do this, and everyone's doing different things. And everyone has this tzivah. Everyone's giving exact instructions, do exactly this. Exact instructions. They said, okay, the exact instructions are for the regular people. The two of us are the Dolei Adar. We make our rules. We're going to have our special corner. There's no special. The Dolei Adar have to live within the same Dalet Chalten Shulchan Aruch as everybody else. You may have higher kavanas and higher there's everything. There's no higher. Can't add, you can't take away. Now, had that lesson been taught by anyone except the TikTok, so maybe they were the number one, but the number one's a lie. So that lesson could only be taught by the Shnei Gedolei HaDor. Then even in the Shnei Gedolei HaDor, you're bigger than Moshe. You have a higher Madrega potentially than Moshe Yadav. Same Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. Same 613 minutes. No difference. Now, Bnei Aaron had an overinflated view of themselves. They never got married. Sal says they didn't think there was anyone good enough for them. They were in such a high madrega, who's deserving of it? They were more halachic than they rabbi. They can pass Kashayim, Moshe for no sin at Torah. They can pass Kashayim themselves in front of Moshe. They brought their own court. They have their own rules. Now, Medrash says, what does it say at the beginning? I'm going to teach you how to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh. How do we go into the Kodesh HaKadosh? It says, first, you have to know how to manage what goes into your mouth. You have to control your eating and all of your types. Number one, if you want to end up be able to go into a Kodesh HaKadosh, not so easy to get to that highest Madrega. To walk into the Kodesh HaKadosh, the most holy place in the world, and do an avodah there, no, not so simple. You need a lot of preparation. So you first have to be in absolute control of what comes into your what goes into your mouth. Number one. Number two. Taras Hashpach. Taras Hashpach. Tunachil. Taras Hashpach. A person has to train himself to be in absolute control of all of his titles. You rule your titles don't rule you. Who's in charge? But then we get to something else. Let's say you're in control of your tactics. There's another issue. Mitzvah is Lashon Hara. One thing is to control your taivas, haguf. But there are other taivas. Taivas and neshama, taivas and nefesh. Taivas and nefesh. Lashon Hara, gaiva. All the taivas and nefesh. And it's an interesting saying that the Medrash says. Before you can control the taivas and nefesh you have, you have to be able to control your taivas and nefesh. Before you can manage your relationship with other human beings, you have to be able to manage your relationship with the animals, all the objects in this world, and your relationship with yourself in terms of your guf. Before you manage your neshama, you have to manage your guf. And it's interesting. Taras and Mishpachas before Mitzorah and after Mitzorah. Why? Because of all the relationships that you have to manage, most difficult relationship, you'll find out, relationship with your wife. So it's the first relationship. Second, and in the middle, it's relationships with other people. Only after that, after you get total control of your taivas haguf, your total control, your taivas hanefesh, and you've maximized your development, what the Torah wants you to be, then nachrin mo shnei b'nei Aaron. So shnei b'nei Aaron wanted to go in the Kodesh HaKadosh, but what was their problem? They were bali gay. They hadn't managed their taivas on the shul. Because they were bali gay, they thought there were special rules. And because they were bali gay, they thought no one's good enough to marry. It could be more aloha of Meirachim. Why did they go with Shosu Yayin? Because they decided they wanted to heighten their kavana. And says, no. If you'll develop your neshama well, you'll go, you'll develop your kavana by going to the depths of your own neshama. B'zos yavo Aaron HaKadosh. Now, we're in a very interesting period of the Jewish year. We're in Sfira. I look around, people aren't shaving. Why aren't they shaving? It's the no chasis tonight. Why the no chasis tonight? Because it's sphere, it's Avelis. What's the Avelis for? 24,000 Talmidei of Rabbi Akiva. No. It's a big tragedy. 1900 years ago, a little. Less than 1900 years ago, you had 24,000 Talmidim who died. What's that have to do with me? The answer is you have to look at the Gemara, why they died. In what period of history that was? At the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Chayisrael was devastated. The Beis HaMikdash is gone. The Avod in the Beis HaMikdash is gone. And how do you rebuild? So what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say? We're going to rebuild by Limud HaTorah, Tehni Yachav HaChachamel. And then, tremendous explosion of yeshivas. And then, appears Rabbi Akiva. Tremendous exposure of Limud HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva, the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. And he had a yeshiva of 24,000. So Klal Yisrael had gone from the depths of devastation, Churban Beis HaMikdash, to what? All of a sudden, everything's flowing and everything's great. And there were other yeshivas, but Rabbi Akiva had a yeshiva, 24,000. There was a great Rabbi Akiva, 24,000. And all of a sudden, in Pesach and Shavuos, they all died. The word says, V'hoya ha'olam shomei. And the world in Klal Yisrael were devastated. There was a chorban. There was a rebirth. And bam, it's gone. Just imagine the shock of that happens. Why were they gone? They weren't learning, they weren't studying. Shalom covered Zebazah. They did not give covet each to their chavrusas. And it doesn't say 24,000. No, it says 12,000 chavrusas. There were 12,000 chavrusas. Doesn't take much mathematics to take 12,000 chavrusas and make 24,000 people. Not high mathematics. Well, no good coffee says. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? I'm not interested. You rebuild, I'm not interested in the product. V'hoya ha'olam shomei. World was devastated. Ad Shabbat, he became Rabbi Hosseinu Shabbadoro. He found his yeshiva was in Bnei Brak. He went to the Negev. He found the mayor, Yehuda, five Talmidim, and from them he rebuilt Chanas. He rebuilt Torah. It's a very powerful message. And you know why we have to have Avelos today? Very simple reason. Because until we're masaking that, we have to be masada. Sometimes I think 73 years since the Holocaust. I grew up right after the Holocaust. The mental, psychological devastation climbed, so it was unbelievable. And there were some Yechidei Sekulim who went around the Meshugayim who were going to rebuild Moses at home. And everyone thought that they were crazy. Insane people. And he built an unbelievable Olamot. But. So it cannot be knowing cover zebazah. Chas v'shalom, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not interested. And to remind ourselves of that. And to look at ourselves. How we deal with our chaverim. Gnogu cover zebazah. B'zos yavo Aaron el HaKodesh. What does he have to do? How does Aaron go to the Kodesh? Just a carbon. You take the pyres next to the human, the goral. No. It's much more complicated. Have to control your tithes. Have to control your tithes enough. Have to control your gaiva. Have to know how to relate to people. The way the Torah wants you to relate to people. And only then, the Zosef of Aaron will accomplish. To go to in the period of Avelis. But as much as we're misable for what happened then, there's no Avelis what happened then unless it's a cheshbon nefesh today for how we have to act. Otherwise, there's no purpose in the Avelis. It happened a long time ago. It's no big deal. No. It's still with us today. Parshas, a very powerful message. Some people would like to reinvent the Torah. Torah is not there for reinvention. Some people find certain halachas inconvenient. And there are all sorts of heter. So Mayis is a heter, Kirul is a heter, this is a heter, Darchashon is a heter, there are Dalit and Chalki Shulchan. And those are absolute. We follow them, we do not recreate the Shulchan, no matter what. Number one. That's a critical idea that everyone has to understand. It's universal. Number one. Number two. The first thing, person, the two things that a person who wants to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, wants to grow in Ruchnias, has to know. Absolute control of your divus. And absolute control of your divus. And don't be fooled that midas is not important. Nor kavod zebazeh is not important. That's why we have sphere. Just sometimes think of what Klal Yisrael's reaction is. The whole world, Yiddishkeit has been rebuilt. Yeshivas all over the world. There's a Rebbe Kiva in the world. Marbet Torah, 12,000 verses. They all die. Now, it's interesting. Chazal could have said, well, we have to do autopsies, we have to do medical analysis, we have to see what bacteria, what virus it was. Oh, no. That's not what they said. If that happens, it's an aveir. And what was the aveir? No, no, how good coffee says. Over Ben Ezman spoke to a number of Talmidim. And I'll continue to speak. Some people have more problems with chavrusas. The problem with chavrusas. And the problem with chavrusas. I don't know. I also was young once. I also had chavrusas. As long as someone showed us, I was able to learn. Why do people have chavrusas? Because to establish, to be able to give their inheritance to someone who doesn't think exactly like you do, who's not exactly on yours, and you think differently, we are different. And if you see in every human being Tzelem Elokim, every other human being has a Tzelem Elokim, has a Neshama. If you confront every other human being, so Tzelem Elokim is a Neshama, able to give a cover to their parents. So things work out. No, I covet zebazeh. It's one of the biggest nisyonos we have today. This one's too from, this one's not from enough, this one's a this, this one's a this, this one's a this. Okay. To be able to see in the shaman of each Jew that you relate to with their heritage and covet. Something we have to work on that's not the norm in the street. This one is he's too yeshivish. This one's not yeshivish. This one's too from. He's not from enough. He's a fanatic. He's who knows whatever it is. Be able to see the sincerity in other human beings. To value the sincerity of others. That's why we have the Avelosis for you. The Mitzvah Shem. Use the available sphere to look at ourselves in a deeper, more complete manner. So Tatra will, just as we work to be in control of our Taivas HaGuf, work to be in control of our Taivas HaMashiach.